Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Remember, the microphone is always open.
Yeah.
I love you. You deserve all good things today, and it's in your hands. Our thought for the day today.
Right now, my good thing in my hands is my muffin.
Yeah, I understand that. Okay, good for you. Be faithful to that which exists nowhere but in you, and thus make you indispensable. You are unique in all the world. Remember that passage? You are unique in all the world, so celebrate that uniqueness. Molly Page is unique for sure. Kenny Kessler is unique. Rich McFadden is unique. This is a unique radio program called Doug Steffens Good Day. I'm told that I am moderately unique in my own way myself. So how about we attack some of the things that are... I don't even like that word. I think it's too violent in and of itself. So how about we... but we consider this. The federal government, is there, I would like to find a day, an oasis, an island. Someday, can we have no stories about the government? Can we somehow become a government-free zone? At least just one, please. One day when there's nothing that the government is screwing up and doing to us. No. Federal, all right, here is the story.
All right, let's hear it.
1 million bikes have been recalled in our country and in Canada because of an injury that left one rider paralyzed. Now, you may think this is an appropriate way for the government to do its work, and I'm not sure I would disagree with you. There are these bikes that were made here, sold in our country and in Canada. The Consumer Product Safety Commission says that there's a quick release lever on the bike's front wheel hub that can come into contact with the disc brake assembly. And that means the wheel will pretty much, let me make it simple. Stick a piece of pipe or a stick in the wheel of your bicycle and see what happens. You're going to go head over tea kettle. And it's dangerous. I had one of these accidents once when I was a kid. This is not cool.
This is more than that. It actually releases the lever, making
The wheel comes off.
So the wheel comes off.
Yeah, the wheel comes off. But I'm just trying to. When the wheel comes off, same sort of thing is going to happen. You're going to go over. As a matter of fact, 3 serious accidents reported: fractured wrist. Somebody had a. It was become a quadriplegic. This is dangerous stuff. So, for those of you who want to know the model of these Trek bicycles, they were built in the last 15 years, equipped with front disc brakes and a black or silver quick-release lever on the front wheel hub.
Trek.
This, by the way...
It's all Trek bikes.
T-R-E-K.
Yeah, Trek.
What did I say? That's what I said.
You didn't say the name of the bike.
Yes, I did.
From Trek. 2000
I said all models of Trek bicycles.
Okay.
So... Anyway, the point is, these bikes are made so that when you use them in the city, you can take the wheel off and somebody is going to come along and steal them. That's what happens. You leave your bike chained up, and you come back. The frame is there. The wheels are gonzo. So that's why they were made. But obviously, they were not made well. And so, and by the way, these are cheap, not cheap bikes. These are
Treks are good bikes.
$1,100, $1,200, $1,300 bikes.
I have this. I have front disc brakes with the quick release.
Yeah.
But Gary Fisher, you definitely have to pay attention.
Yep. All right. Yesterday's poll at DougSteffen.com asked you about legalizing marijuana and how that has changed, perhaps your opinion now that we see the results in Colorado and Washington State. Let's see here. 28% of you said, no, you're still for legalized marijuana. 23% said, yep, I'm for it now, at least now. 22% said, no, I'm still against it. 14% said, no, I'm against it. And 13% said, I'm not sure. So some people have always been, some people have become for it or against it. And that's basically the definition or what's defined well by looking at the results of the poll at DougSteffen.com. All right, we have a controversy brewing. Some think this guy's controversial. I don't know if he's controversial or not. I like Dr. Oz. frankly. He's been under fire by a bunch of snobby medical practitioners who think he's a quack. The only reason they don't like him is because he's getting results and affecting the way they run their practice. So they made fools of themselves by trying to get him sort of thrown off of the faculty at Princeton, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. He's launching a sort of full-scale attack at those who would be his naysayers.
Now, this month, we celebrate my 1,000th show. Now, I know I've irritated some potential allies in our quest to make America healthy. No matter our disagreements, freedom of speech is the most fundamental right we have as Americans. And these 10 doctors are trying to silence that right. So I vow to you right here, right now, we will not be silenced. We will not give in.
Good. All right, so Dr. Ron Hoffman is here. His website, drhoffman.com, has the Intelligent Medicine newsletter. Do you think Dr. Oz is intelligent in his approach at handling the controversy that has been created by these 10 doctors, and they're referring to him as a quack?
Well, you know, from a PR standpoint, I think he's doing a great job because he has a big constituency, yep, and he really represents the whole natural movement. And so he's got a lot of people who will back him no matter what. The truth of the matter is that you know, the critics are somewhat right in that I think Dr. Oz has commercialized the field of natural medicine to a degree where it actually makes it hard for us holistic doctors or integrative physicians to sometimes explain to our patients that some of the panaceas that he offers on the program aren't what they're cracked up to be.
Right.
So, you know, he in an effort, you know the deal. I mean, in an effort to for ratings and
right,
during sweeps week, he'll do sensationalistic stories that mm-hmm. are, you know, a little dumbed down and they're a little over the top in their claims. But on the other hand, the very people who are criticizing him, they have an agenda. They are dyed-in-the-wool anti-natural medicine people. They're pro-vaccination. They're pro-GMO. They don't care about natural foods. They think that supplements don't work or are potentially dangerous. So
yeah,
that's where they're coming from.
Yeah, when you anybody that connects themselves to the world of GMO and calls themselves a doctor is a quack, as far as I'm concerned. There's nothing worse. They are total frauds, and they're just out to make a name for themselves. Oz is no fool. He does. You're right. He goes over the top a little bit, I think, sometimes.
And we all get emails with Dr. Oz pitching miracle diet drugs and stuff like that. And
right,
that lends to the quackery that these guys talk about.
No, it just lends to criticism. Everybody has to. Ron has sponsors on his program. Ken has sponsors on his program.
Yeah, but we don't spam people. And that's where he needs to back it up a little bit, is he gets in this, he's spamming people, and it makes people turn off.
All right,
and
Ron,
also the terminology that he uses, right? Miracle.
Right.
This, yeah, there's some pill that he was touting
stuff.
That, yeah, it, this is
not
a miracle.
It's not really scientific. You know, science is kind of boring in a way. It's like, well, on the one hand this, on the other hand that. It's not really clear. We need to do more research. It's not ready for prime time. That doesn't make good TV. So in an effort to blend science and medicine with the commercial demands of TV, you know, he kind of goes over towards the showman side.
And he admitted that last year to Congress that he uses sensationalistic terminology.
Flowery language.
To try and engage his viewers.
All right, Ron, what do you make of the canine flu?
You know, I haven't really heard too much about it. Is it something that's raging in the veterinary community?
Well, supposedly there are thousands of dogs in the Midwest, Illinois, Wisconsin, Ohio, Indiana, that have this virus, and it's the same as it's like a chicken or a bird flu. What I wanted to know is how they got it. Where does stuff like this start? Canine flu, any of these things?
This is what, you know, this is actually how, I mean, I don't want to get people upset, but this is how some of the big flu epidemics develop. They start in an animal chain. Even HIV started in probably bats, then was transferred to primates, and ultimately, you know, it jumped to humans. So, you know, we'll have to watch these things. That's why the CDC is active in tracking these epidemics.
All right. Dr. Ron, sign up for his Intelligent Medicine newsletter at drdrhoffman.com.
Biker Minute, relaxing under the oak.
trees of Leesburg, Florida.
I'm Debbie Donato. Took a week and a half to come down, be with Widow's Sons, which is a Masonic Writers Association, be with all of our brothers. Loving Spanish Moss, because I've never seen that, so that's very cool. Going all the way down to Key West, and then heading all the way back up north.
Rally time, today on American Biker Minutes.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial, along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute.
Frank Kerpetsky, I'm from Long Island, New York area. Half the fun of these bike fests is the rides. It's fun when you're here, you meet different people. We're sitting here talking to for the last 2 hours. He's from Venezuela. He's driving a crotch rocket. We drive cruisers, but he's a biker. He loves it in a different way.
American Biker Minute.
This is what makes Bike Fest so good.
Your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
How can you feel more confident? Stand up straight.
Research at Ohio State University shows good posture makes you more confident in your abilities.
How can you improve your posture? Blogger Trent Hamm says, use duct tape.
Recruit your spouse or close friend to help. Stand up straight with your back to them.
Have your helper run 2 3-inch strips of duct tape down your back, starting in the center of each shoulder blade.
Then have them connect those 2 strips with tape across the top and bottom, forming a rectangle.
Every time you slouch, the tape will tug lightly on your skin.
It's a gentle reminder to change your posture.
Do it every day for a few weeks to improve your posture and confidence. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with 2 free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This swimmer's 9 Olympic golds were an American record for 32 years. 7 of those were won in the 1972 Games, where he set Olympic records in every event.
And it's Mark Spitz in lane number 4, and Spitz is going to win it easily.
So where is Mark Spitz now? Mark commissioned the formulas for a new line of men's skin products called Stuff, which are vegan and cruelty-free. Mark became a stockbroker in 2002 and continues to travel the world as a motivational speaker. In 2012, he endorsed a bid by Istanbul to host the 2020 Summer Olympics. But you really know you've made it when you're mentioned on Family Guy.
That's a great costume, Joe. Are you FDR?
No, I'm Olympic swimmer Mark Spitz.
Gold medal comedy right there. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for 4 rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
Hi to Facebook friends Bobby Salafi, Jack Alexander, John Aukerman. Hi. Thank you for listening to Good Day. Story at DougStephan.com today. We were in Colorado talking about marijuana. Here's the story of a guy who got really mad and shot up his computer, and he was arrested for doing that.
Computer. Why can't he shoot it up?
Well, the fellow's name was Lucas Hinch. He was cited for discharging a firearm within the city limits, Colorado Springs. He became fed up with fighting his computer for the last several months, took his central processing unit outside and shot it 8 times with a pistol.
Who hasn't felt like doing that?
It's obviously a Windows user.
There's a picture. Oh, come on.
Should have bought a Mac.
Yeah, I see the picture of the shot-up computer at DougStephan.com from today's show.